This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Continue to get involved. Why does that make sense? Time to continue. That's okay, yeah. Time to get involved or to continue your involvement. Join the club. This is the DJV Club. I'm Doug, Clubmaster, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keen. I suppose depending on how kinky you are, maybe we'd like to have Jennifer the master or Victoria, but that's up to you. All right, so here... There we
Victoria,
go.
Gloria Allred's number. Do we have her on speed dial? Yeah.
Right? She likes me, though. She wouldn't. Probably, she might call and ask.
Why does she like you again?
Because I'm an attractive, intelligent man. What? You don't believe that?
When you guys dated, obviously, it didn't end badly,
no, we didn't
right?
date. We never dated.
So you wouldn't even call it a date, huh?
Oh, I thought you dated.
No, we didn't date. We had a friendship. And
what kind of friendship?
Went to dinner. We talk a lot.
Was there any bounce? Wow, wow.
No. Thank you for asking.
Oh, Doug. Give me a break.
I bet there was.
No, there wasn't.
My times have changed.
Right. Here we are. All right. So
that makes me think that we need to talk off air.
Let's keep moving here. As long as we're talking about joining and getting involved, don't forget Mother's Day and the two big deals that we have that I've been talking about pretty much the last couple of weeks. Ideas, because they are sponsors, it makes sense for me to give you the value and virtue of this. But even if you look at the information we posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, you get into the idea of value. And what you want is to show your mom that you love her, but you want value for what you're spending. So I have those two ideas. You go to berries.com, use the code DJV in the microphone, top right-hand corner, and order the strawberry deal starting at $19.99. If for another $10, you get twice as many berries and you get the cake truffles as well. So you get the details behind that or around that at the Facebook page. I think all of you have posted it on your Facebook page.
Yep.
And then there's the idea for sheets from ParachuteHome.com, which is a very good idea. Do that today, though. I wouldn't wait till tomorrow, because if you do it today, you'll get them in time. Just go online, look at the catalog, see something in your love for your mom, and think about how wonderfully well you'll be received on Mother's Day if you've sent her not one thing, but two. And you won't have spent a crazy amount of money, but your mom's worth whatever. Come on, take your paycheck this week, spend it on your mom. Get with it, will you? ParachuteHome.com/DJV. For wonderful bedding sets, beautiful things for the home. Mom will love it because you'll have expressed to her your sensitive new age side. All right? Mom, I want you to be comfortable. So here are the ParachuteHome.com sheets, ParachuteHome.com/DJV. And, of course, the strawberries are always good. You pass those around. I gave mine away, actually.
Ooh.
The story of a young woman. We're getting into wedding season. As all of you know, our Victoria Keene is going to be married next month to Lewis, her betrothed. But I won't be there, so I won't be able to give you too much of a play-by-play.
That's weird, because my invitation just came yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be there, by the way.
Yeah, really.
Looking forward to it.
Then we go crash the wedding. So here's the story of a 27-year-old woman named Mei Chen, who has had a normal life to this point. She has always wanted to find her prince charming and get married and that sort of thing. But a couple of weeks ago, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and she hasn't found a partner. But she did something, I want you to tell me whether you think this is strange, weird, or is it okay. She went to a bridal store, and she rented a wedding dress and did a photo shoot in what looks like some sort of a palace, as I'm looking at the pictures. You probably can Google Mei Chen and see them. So she she had pictures taken of her in a wedding dress, even though she's not going to get married. She wants to remember how she looked before she had whatever operation she's going to have.
Good for her.
In a wedding dress. So, is that weird? Is it okay?
I think when you're battling an illness, if that brings you joy, go for it.
Right. Yeah. It is. Yeah. I mean, it is a little weird, but I mean, I've definitely heard of people doing photo shoots before, you know, any type of reconstructive surgery and things like that. Have so it, that's not uncommon. But the wedding dress thing is interesting. Really? Like, you just want to be in a wedding dress that badly?
Well,
I mean, like any other kind of
like a princess.
Yeah, but she can wear any other kind of dress. Like a wedding dress, that is a little bit weird if you don't have a guy that you're
marrying. But in some societies, this is the pinnacle. This is the apex, right? The women are taught that they need to be married and have a family. And so she's from an Asian culture that obviously believes that, so she wants to make sure that she...
Well, what happens if when she, you know, pulls through all of this and then does find a guy?
Well, she's got half of the picture.
She's thinking she may not, and she wants to have that moment to put that dress on.
Maybe right, worse than what she's letting on. You know, you get into stage four with that stuff, and it's very unpredictable as to how long it takes before you ravage. You know, your body's ravaged by it. Depends on the treatment, how you eat, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I do agree with Jen though. Anything that brings you some joy or a distraction is totally worth doing. Right. It's just the wedding dressing is a little weird, but whatever.
Helpful. Yeah. Have you even got a wedding dress yet?
Well, it comes in at the end of this month, and so I've got to do a fitting and all that. It's been a disaster.
I should just wear a regular street clothes. After all, you said nobody's coming to the wedding anyway, so why don't you
No one's coming. Our closest family is going to be there.
How are they going to dress?
Everyone's dressing up. It's, elegant, daytime formal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Elegant, formal, daytime wedding.
Wow.
I wish I was going. Jennifer, don't you wish you were going?
Be loud. You know, Dougie, I'm going to give Victoria a pass.
Jen wouldn't even have the time. I could ask Jen to be my maid of honor, and she wouldn't
If
have
you
the
did,
time.
I would totally make time, by
of
the way.
Of course you would, absolutely.
I mean, I know you would, but I would never want to put that stress on
Two
you.
Two maidens of honor.
You just keep telling yourself that you're doing me a favor Jennifer. By not inviting me to your party.
Jennifer's a party animal, man. I've seen her
at some
parties.
Ooh-ha.
All right, here's the latest warning. Danger, danger from the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU says, don't go to Texas. Yes, they're urging people to think twice about going to the Lone Star State. As a matter of fact...
not to go, it makes me want to go book a ticket. Is that
I think it is much... They've issued a travel advisory for the state of Texas. There was a bill passed yesterday called Senate Bill 4, which has been pretty controversial all along. They want to end so-called sanctuary cities in the state. I think, did we talk about this? I saw this yesterday. I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not.
I think we did, yeah.
Did we touch on it? Yeah, I'm with them. I'm with Jennifer, actually, and I'm not a big fan of Texas in a sense. I mean, I think there's some beautiful parts. You go down south and west of Dallas into the farmland down there, Stephenville, and those areas are absolutely beautiful, great farm areas. But, and Austin, San Antonio, wonderful cities. So, anyway, everybody's got a different point of view. A lot of people like what it's like in Texas, and I'm with them, frankly. I don't want sanctuary cities. There's a move in Massachusetts to make the whole state like those nutbirds in California. They want to make the whole state a sanctuary state. People in Massachusetts want to make Massachusetts. And New York, there's a move there, Victoria, as well, to make the whole state a sanctuary state. All of the flip states, the flipper dippers.
I mean, I've said this before, and I still don't understand the argument for that. I just don't get it.
And I'm
total liberal, but I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It defies logic. I don't get it.
Yeah. No, it's one of the goals. I was talking about the things that I like about the Trump administration. This is one of the goals that I like, frankly. So what's the old expression? If you want to support this, then, well, it depends on what you're supporting. You support the ACLU, you won't go to Texas. You don't support the ACLU, you do what Jennifer and I do, buy a ticket and get to go down there.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Don't you think the ACLU might want to, like, go after some really difficult problems that are facing us?
They do. There are times. I'll give them their due.
I do support the ACLU.
There are times when the ACLU does really great stuff.
Right.
This, however, is not one of their shining moments. I don't think, anyway. 16 past the hour. Speaking of shining moments, Jennifer Horn updates the television report next.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
Kelly Clarkson is in talks to be a judge on American Idol, so you know they're moving along with that.
You heard it here first.
And, yeah, didn't I hear about Jennifer Hudson on The Voice? What's going on with that? Our coach.
Kara had mentioned something about that, but I don't know if we got the full story.
Yeah, well, it looks like, so Jennifer Hudson was a voice on the, was a coach on The Voice UK, and she actually won in the past season, and that now it looks like her and Miley Cyrus are coming back and replacing Gwen Stefani and Alicia Keys.
That's kind of what they do. They rotate the girls out. It seems like the only bookends are really Blake and Adam at this point.
Yeah.
Which I actually have to say I'm all about, because I can't stand watching Gwen and Blake together anymore.
Really?
Wow. It's just too much.
Well, that's her boyfriend. I mean, you know, but Jen, I mean, that's, I know that's, he was your boyfriend first.
He was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he
so
still
difficult.
Will be again. So,
yeah.
You know.
I wouldn't want to see Harry Styles and his girlfriend on the show.
It's too much.
Yep. Harry Styles and his girlfriend look like Howdy Doody, too? What does she look like?
What?
Harry Styles does not look like Howdy Doody.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Oh.
I like his music.
Those are fighting words.
Thank you for introducing me to him. But I don't think there's...
Why does everyone, out of all people, like, out of all characters, why Howdy Doody? Nobody is...
He's a dork.
Even Rick Astley doesn't look like Howdy Doody.
Thank you.
Rick Astley looks way more like Howdy Doody.
Yeah, he does.
Yes,
yeah,
he does. But I still don't think he looks like him. He looks like him more, but...
All right, let's get to our, what do we have, who watched anything good? I watched the last 15, 20 minutes of Designated Survivor last night, last episode coming up. I haven't been able to keep up with all of them, but
we're
I got
way behind on that now.
On.
Yeah. So good.
All right, so Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, a lot of season finales coming up tonight. So, first of all, you have a new episode of The Big Bang Theory, which will be back in the fall. So, that's a good thing. Now, some of these shows are still on the bubble. Mom is also in season finale tonight on Thursday, CBS, 9 o'clock. CW's Riverdale ends their season. NBC's Chicago Med ends tonight. CBS's Life in Pieces. ABC's The Catch. And Mom is going to end tonight as well on CBS. That show has been renewed for another season. Bonnie will turn to her newly discovered brother for help. If none of that is your thing, American Race airs on TNT tonight at 9. This is a joint project between TNT and Charles Barkley from the NBA. They're going to journey across country in an attempt to spark conversations about America's most important and contentious
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, along with P. Diddy, Luke Bryan, and Ciara, among a list of celebrities who the FTC sent letters to following Instagram posts. They made some endorsements of products without fully disclosing financial gains from the product. Why is that a problem on Facebook? What is businesses of the Federal Trade Commission, whether they are making a buck or not? Why do they have to know that?
That's sort of like in radio, you know, the payola, plugola kind of stuff. I mean, it's the same. It applies for
the Facebook
online posts. Yeah.
Really? Why?
Because it just does. I don't know why. It just does.
But well, that's a good question. Why? I think that's a why is a why.
But why does it apply to radio?
In this day and age, because of the competition, I don't think it should apply anymore. I just think that
I'm saying, what's the fact? Like, why does it exist? Because it's probably the same reason that the FTC would say
it exists
for Instagram.
Well, my point isn't so much that. Thank you for allowing me to sort of bring up. My point is that it's outdated
right now.
I think at this point in time, it's like chasing people around. The FCC goes to people because they say something obscene on the radio or television, and they're never going to win. So I don't see how this protects.
FTC, though.
Yeah, I know, Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
But what are they protecting people from? What does this do to protect anybody? How is this a good government service? Why do you give a butt, rat's butt, as to whether Jennifer Lopez or P. Diddy gets
some money
for...
So let's talk about, like, Kendall Jenner recently advertised for the Fyre Festival, which was a huge flop. She didn't know anything about it, but she was paid a ton of money. And people knew that was an ad, but I think that people want to know if it's a product that they're actually using and
right.
they're advertising it because they like it or if they're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if Jennifer Lopez has amazing hair and she just says, hey, this isn't an ad, but I love this product, it's amazing, I use it every day, then I might go out and buy it. But if she's getting paid a ton of money and she doesn't actually use it,
right.
then...
That's
I want
exactly
to know that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think.
And they're talking about a lot of young people who are, you know, heavily influenced by these celebrities.
You know what? That's their problem. If they aren't educated enough to know what's going on, that's their
problem.
How
can anyone be educated to know what J-Lo's getting paid to do? That's not a viable
argument. You hear me from time to time say, I'm not getting paid to promote something. You do
right.
maybe
and,
say that.
And then
I say
we
that
know
as
that's
a matter
your opinion.
Of course.
Right, but well, we know we take that more seriously. If you say, I really love this product and I'm not being paid to say it, I just happen to really love it, that
yeah.
holds a lot more weight. But see, that's what these posts are implying, that they're not being paid. It's the same thing, except they are being paid. That's
well,
where the it's fraudulent.
So you and I disagree. It's okay.
I don't know that we do, though. I don't know that you're... I think we are saying the same thing.
Are we?
If
I think
you say
the FTC has more important things to do with tax dollars than chase these people around for this kind of stuff. That's my point, more than anything else. I don't care what J-Lo or P. Diddy does. There's nothing that P. Diddy... And this sounds, you can, somebody's going to yell, racist! But I'm not, I just, there's nothing about P. Diddy that would influence me if he said,
well,
go
that's
buy
you, Doug.
This.
These are young kids
right.
on Instagram who are, and the Jennifer Lopez thing is a great example,
how much
Cara,
you,
with the
how
shampoo.
How much stuff do you think is on Instagram that is aimed at influencing people?
100% of it,
yeah,
practically,
yeah.
at this
right.
point.
Right, so
that's
the point.
Right,
yeah.
but if the thing is, though, if a girl who's 14 years old goes out and spends money on something J-Lo claims that she uses, and she's actually not, that's fraudulent. So I don't understand, like, why you have a problem with
okay.
that.
Okay, so let me say this. Even this is like me cutting my throat. How much watch or listen to an ad on the radio or watch it on TV for drugs, and you see they tell you how fraudulent their ad is. They do 15 minutes of this is why you should use it, and 45 seconds of this is
right,
why
all
you
the
should.
Scary stuff that can happen.
Yeah,
right.
So,
but none of that is happening on these posts. That's the point of all of this. There is no disclosure. There is no transparency. It's you don't know who they're what they're being paid or if they are being paid, and that's what they're talking about.
All right. There we go. I'm glad to have your opinion. And I am. 28 past the answers this program is about.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help, like smartphones, to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem-solving, well, as
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, the brightness of the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here. What moms want for Mother's Day? Have you asked your mother, Victoria, what she wants for Mother's Day? Have you?
I did.
Do you know it instinctively?
I think that I did ask her. I got her a surprise anyway, but I did ask her, and she just said she wanted everybody together for brunch, and so that's what we're all going
to
do.
That's,
I think,
what
she
mothers
just likes
love.
The
they
family
want to have the
together.
Family together, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that. What about Kara? You asked your mom what she really wanted for Mother's Day?
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to say the same thing, that my mom, what she asks for every year is just for everyone to come, so we're all going to get together and have a nice lunch and dinner on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. There's lots of opportunities. Great time. Even though it may be a Hallmark thing, it's a great time. We're going to talk about small businesses in a matter of moments, give you some confidence for those of you. One of the things we found, remember that research paper that we did, not a paper, but we had a research opportunity last fall, and hundreds of people, and we wanted to find out what listeners wanted, what they liked, what there was that we needed to improve about the program, a little self-reflection, if you will. And we also asked what the background was of a lot of the people, business-wise, who listen to the program. And that's why I say from time to time when I'm talking about businesses and small businesses, we have a lot of people. That's the ZipRecruiter thing. We're talking about getting people to use ZipRecruiter. We have lots of people who have their own businesses who listen to this program. So I, every once in a while, want to go down that street because we're always happy and eager to help you with some money advice and, you know, relationship advice, that kind of stuff, health advice. So we'll do that in a few minutes with your, give you, if you're running a business, you need all the support you can get. I found that to be the case, and I always want to build up people who have good businesses or good ideas. So we'll try that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, it's food news time. Three popular meats have been recalled. Here we are, E. coli again. This is a couple of tons of meat recalled from Marshall Farms. Veal, beef, and pork products that are available at Food Lion, Walmart. Let's see here. I'm betting that if they're in those stores, you probably, Victoria, can go even further and find this stuff. Usually, those sorts of things are available in all, they're just universally distributed.
Yeah.
And they're available in all the supermarkets. So, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to guess this is frozen meat, right? If they're distributed to these stores all over the place, it's not fresh. I'm betting it's frozen.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I was under the impression that this is the kind of prepackaged ground meat that you can buy at Walmart and Food Lion and things like
I
that.
I don't know. I don't buy. I mean, I don't go to Walmart, so I don't. No, I don't say that to sound like a jerk. I just don't.
Well, any grocery store. I just mean like any grocery store where you go to the meat section where they have like the, you know, it's not frozen. It's, I don't know how fresh it is, but it's ground meat.
Well, you know, that's a great question. Last night, or yesterday at some point, when I don't even remember what time it was late in the afternoon. I was at Trader Joe's because I quite like Trader Joe's in many different ways. And so I was looking for some fish because I like to have, when I'm by myself, I just cook a piece of white fish and have some spinach and that's it. And so I was looking for pieces of fish and they usually have good stuff. But you look through, they had in the meat department, the workers were putting in packages of, you know, pork chops and lamb chops and various things that were fresh. And I wondered, as you just suggested, how fresh they were and where they came from. What sort of regional center were these products packaged in? And how long have they been riding around on a truck?
Right.
Again, I think that Trader Joe's is above the average cut when it comes to quality products. I don't know that their produce is getting better. But things like that that they're known for, mostly frozen stuff. I think they're frozen fish anyway. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I have a prepared thing from there. I have quite a bit of trust in what they do and how they do it. I went to the first Trader Joe's was in Encino. Jennifer probably remember it. It was a California company started by a guy named Joe, and I can remember. I'll think about it for a second. I remember his last name. And he built up 25 stores in Southern California and got bought out by an English company who has expanded it and fabulously thrived with it all over the country. I don't think, is there any area of the country anymore that doesn't have a Trader Joe's? I think you got them in New York, don't you? You have a New York Trader Joe's?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, people love Trader Joe's here, yeah. I think that there isn't one in New Jersey anywhere near where my parents are.
Huh.
So there's, I think that it's maybe mostly just cities and really busy suburbs.
Suburbs.
I think.
Do you have a Trader Joe's down in Silver Spring and around Washington and Baltimore, Kara?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them around here.
Yeah. All right. I think they have. They've set. It's really amazing how a national brand can establish itself like that and do with it and be consistent. That's what people want. And because everybody moves around so much. You know, look at me. I'm here in Massachusetts, what, 8 months out of the year, seven, 8 months out of the year, and I'm in California, three or four. And I tend to want to trade with the same outfits, even though I know local, you know, I get a haircut at a local place, that sort of thing. But I know I can trust Trader Joe's. This is not an ad. We were just talking about people being compensated.
Right.
I'm not being paid by them. I just find the way, I like the way they do business,
yeah.
Frankly. I do. I like their whole shtick. All right, here's another food news item. This is great news if you love beer. Kara, you drink beer?
Yeah, I drink beer.
What kind of beer do you drink?
All kinds of beer. I like different craft beers and, you know, from different breweries in Maryland, though.
All right. How about you, Victoria? What do you like?
No, I'm not a beer fan.
Not a beer drinker.
The only time I drink beer is I'll drink Guinness in Ireland, and that's it.
Really? Beer snob. There's a new study out that found 2 pints of beer are better than over-the-counter pain relievers for beating pain. I better give this one to Dr. Ken later on, right?
Researchers
trying to determine if alcohol blunts the sensation of pain by acting on brain receptors or by lowering anxiety, which reduces the perception of pain. All right, so let's just kind of work this through for a second. Think about how if you don't know somebody's going to, in a car accident, the people who don't get hurt are the people who are drunk or don't know they're going to be hurt. If you look in the rearview mirror and you see some guy bearing down on you and you're going to smash into you get frozen and hard at the wheel, and that's why you get hurt. If you're just sitting there and you don't know what's going on, chances you're being hurt are much less. So if you drink beer, I get that. Yeah. I see what it does to your brain.
Well,
by the way,
think of all the side effects that those NSAIDs or whatever they call them have. I mean, a couple pints of beer is a lot better for you.
In many ways. So here's a quickie. Speaking of the brain, if you are redecorating your house, it's springtime. A lot of people consider putting in new paper, wallpaper, or paint, that kind of stuff. So according to a study, research suggesting that the use of stripes is not good for your brain. I think it would depend. You could, if you have an intensely stripy shirt, for example,
mm-hmm.
or a wallpaper that is like that, it increases gamma oscillation in your brain, which gives you a headache. So that's, if stripes will give you a headache, don't wear them. Don't look over that. Venetian blinds and that kind of stuff. You paint the Venetian blinds different colors, and you look at them, you get a headache. Right?
Yeah. Just the thought of that gives me a headache.
Right.
But if you think about it, staring at Venetian blinds, if you ever really do, that can definitely give you a bit of a headache. And I guess the reason for that, they say in this research paper, is that because those exact lines don't exist in nature, and so it short circuits your brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
right.
you could stare at a zebra all day, and that doesn't bother you. Mm-hmm. It's just that, it's those rigid lines. But I think that vertical stripes aren't as bad as horizontal ones.
Right. Okay. Stay away from stripes, boys and girls. That's the idea. In a moment, we're going to help those of you who are followers of fashion here with your small business. Are you confident that your business will get better this year? Let's see if we can help you out. Just a moment.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to roll felt, ready to cap, ready to shingle. And during Lowe's Ready to Raise the Roof event, pro customers should get ready to save big with up to 20% on GAF shingles every day when they buy in bulk. Plus, now through May 25th at Lowe's, pros can save up to 30% off select Hitachi nailers and pneumatic accessories. See the Pro Desk in store for details. Shingle offer applies to contractor packs. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, listen up. If you have a small business or if you are thinking of starting your own business, I'm one of these people that thinks everybody should have a little business in their garage or down in the basement because there are lots of tax benefits. Joining us now is Sharon Miller, the head of small business at Bank of America. She has a lot of experience in helping these small businesses that we have around the country. Bank of America deals with about 3 million small businesses. You have that many clients? Is that true, Sharon?
We do. We have 3 million small business owners across the United States. And, in the general landscape of small businesses, there are 29 million small businesses in the U.S. In our local communities.
Here. That's a small business, as I think many people have said and acknowledged. I have a little small business, this radio entrepreneurial adventure that I've had for almost 30 years is a small business. And so I identify, I think I said, you may have been listening a few moments ago before you came on, we did a research paper last year and found, we asked people what they did for a living or how they earned their living, and a huge preponderance of people that are listening to this program anyway are small business owners. So what do you have for them when it comes to optimism and the economy? Some of the big businesses feel good about the Trump years that are ahead of us. What about small business people?
You know, this survey found that small business owners' confidence in the economy, it jumped 21% from just 6 months ago. And we have been surveying small business clients for the past 5 years, and this survey result was by far the highest level of optimism we have seen in the past 5 years. So although the optimism or the outlook going forward was very, very positive, we still have a wait-and-see attitude when it comes to growth, hiring, or revenue expectations. So it's a little bit different once you start digging into the data. I will tell you that at Bank of America, though, we had the strongest first quarter we have ever had in lending and extending access to capital to small business owners since the financial crisis. So our results indicate strong growth, strong activity happening across the country.
Mm-hmm. And do we have a why?
You know, why business owners are optimistic, and especially the six-month jump. I think, you know, when you think back to 6 months ago, what was happening in the economy and the environment, we were just going into the election. So anytime we go into an election cycle, there tends to be uncertainty. Post the election, small business owners tend to stabilize and can move forward. But we do still see uncertainty as it relates to health care and tax reform. Those are things that you hear about in the news all the time. There's a lot of discussion what's going to happen. And health care costs continue to be the number one concern of small business owners. It was in this survey. It was in the prior. Every time I review the data points, health care and taxes come through to the top as biggest concerns of small business owners.
Mm-hmm. Do you think business owners can plan, and you would see these people coming to you for advice or for lending, do they look far ahead, or do they, like a lot of big businesses, only look 6 to 12 months ahead?
You know, they do. I mean, I think you've got to do both. You've got to think, you know, today, right, what's going to happen today? Is someone going to show up to work, or am I going to have to go cover for them? Because we know small businesses, you know, you're eat, sleep, breathe what you do, and your client, the end user, if, you know, if you're in business, a retailer, and someone doesn't show up to open the shop, well, you've got to go, right? Yep. So there are many implications of small business owners today. And then you got to think, you know, 12 months from now and then into the future. And some areas that, you know, we talk about and we heard from our small business owners in this last survey is, you know, I think in 20 years it's going to be more virtual. Well, I think today it is. We asked, you know, how are you doing as it relates to automation and getting paper out of your system. Those are all the areas that small business owners are thinking of longer term. Mm-hmm. But truth be told, I think it's today. I mean, people are working virtually. They are able to open a business in a local community and then go online, and all of a sudden you have scale. You have a national audience that you would not have had 5 or 10 years ago.
I have a company that advertises already. A company advertising me called ParachuteHome.com. Perfect example of that. All right. So this is good information. You want more? If you're a small business person, go to bankofamerica.com/small business to review the survey and see how much of the information there agrees with what's going on with you. Sharon Miller, thank you for being here. 10 before the hour.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system?
What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Oh, God. Something went wrong. Something's happened. Something's wrong.
That lures, it's just right? A delay. That's all it is. All major theme parks had delays. When they opened Disneyland in 1956, nothing worked.
Yeah, yeah. But John, if the Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists.
Oh, blum. Anymore.
The pirate. What a great line. The pirates don't eat the tourists. I was just talking to Chuck Curry, our movie man, about why I don't go to Jurassic Park movies. Because the only scene I ever saw in a clip where I didn't have my eyes closed was I opened at the wrong time when the dinosaur grabbed a hold of somebody and was eating him, chewing him up, and you can only see the legs of the guy as the rest of it goes down the monster's mouth. I don't watch that stuff. Good Lord.
But a lot of getting back to our theme of great summer movie moments or movies. You know, we talked about Jaws yesterday, but the most memorable moment I've ever had watching a movie was June 11, 1993. Me and my friend Mike, who is a DJ and program director in Indiana now, we do a podcast on movies. We took a drive from Strasburg, Pennsylvania, where I live, to New York City, went to this now defunct Ziegfeld movie theater. I believe it was on, 57th Street, in New York City. It was the largest single screen movie theater house in the United States, 1,150 people. We went to see the 4 o'clock show. It was sold out. And the reaction of that crowd to that scene was incredible. And the overall reaction at the end when they roared with applause. And when you're in a movie house in New York City that big, it's literally be like being in a Yankee
Nets
playoff game.
Clap when the dinosaurs are eating people?
Yeah, well, the one scene when the T-Rex swooped down and ripped the lawyer off the toilet seat.
Wow.
And
yeah, eating lawyers, there's a symbolism.
Memory.
Yeah, yeah, right. Eating lawyers, I can see that would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Dinosaur eating lawyers.
But anyway, there's nothing better as a movie fan when you have a lot of anticipation for a movie, and that movie delivers. And Jurassic Park was one of those movies in 93.
Are they still, the sequels, do they still deliver? Because there have been, what, six of them now?
Yeah, well, there's been there was Jurassic Park, then the Lost World, which I liked. The third one, which I liked, not great. And then they did Jurassic World, which I liked a lot, and I thought it captured the spirit very much so of the original film. And now we're going to have Jurassic World 2, which comes out next summer. And Jeff Goldblum will be back as that character, Ian Malcolm, in that film opposite Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard. But that is my favorite all-time movie experience, Jurassic Park at the Ziegfeld in 93 in New York City.
I'd like to. I'm thinking about my all-time favorite movie experience. It may have been going...
Was it Citizen Kane?
You're really a piece of...
I'm just kidding with you.
What year did that even come
1939.
out?
1939.
So do you have... I'm curious. Seriously, do you have one?
I do, actually. I have a couple, you'll laugh at. George Kennedy was the bad guy.
Okay.
In a movie that John Wayne was in, and I was traveling with my father. It was one of those rare moments when I actually spent time with my father, got to know my father. I spent a couple of days on the road with him. He was a traveling salesman. And we went to a theater in Connecticut to see Big Jake. No, it wasn't Big Jake. It was the one before that with George Kennedy, who was a bad guy. And I can't remember the name of it, but I remember that as being, maybe it was because my father was with me, I don't remember, but I remember how it bothered me because anything I'd ever seen George Kennedy in before, he was a good guy.
Right.
And he was a bad guy.
I got another question for you. Did you ever go to the movies back in the day and have the 35 millimeter reel,
stop.
Break or burn?
Yes.
Yeah, stop. It happened to me two times.
Yeah. The light bulb was so hot, it would burn the film.
Yeah, it happened to me two times. Earthquake in 74, and then in 1989, Karate Kid 3. And then the only other weird experience, I saw a movie called Mobsters with Christian Slater, and the projectionist put the reels on backwards.
How do they get the...
Do
they get a disc? How do these movies come delivered to the theaters now?
It's simply a digital download.
Right.
Instead of that huge 35-millimeter reel, which takes...
So how do they have enough space, though? How is there enough bandwidth to download those things? That's what amazes me. How do they have enough bandwidth?
Well, it's programmed into the projector. It's a very simplistic process. And it gives the ability for theaters to do a lot of really cool stuff without a huge 35-millimeter reel, which takes literally 3 hours to splice.
Yeah.
This takes literally 20 minutes to download.
Yeah.
And it's so much smaller. The delivery charge is much cheaper.
See?
I love digital.
Well, you really helped us. You gave us some information we didn't know. Follow Chuck Curry at Poseidon72. Listen to his weekly podcast, if you can stand it, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes and Audio Boom. Chuck Curry. Hello. 59 past...
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.